You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, Is Pressure Really a Privilege? Dak Prescott, the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, in talking about potentially earning $140 million for a new contract to play football, was quoted as saying, quote, pressure is a privilege and I'm privileged to have it, close quote. Is pressure really a privilege outside professional sports? Is being under pressure really a privilege in your life? Or is being under pressure actually a burden in your own life? The phrase, pressure is a privilege, is often used to convey the idea that you are in a position where you feel pressure in your life. Feeling pressure in your life means you are doing something significant or important in your own life. What are some of the advantages of having pressure as a privilege in your own life? Opportunity. Feeling pressure often accompanies opportunities for your own personal growth, success, and achievement. If you are under pressure, it often means you are in a situation where you can make a meaningful impact. Responsibility. Feeling pressure can indicate that others trust you with important responsibilities. This trust is a form of recognition of your abilities and your potential. Performance. Feeling pressure in high-pressure situations can bring out the best in you, pushing you to perform at your highest level. Many high achievers thrive under pressure. Learning and growth. Feeling pressure and coping with it can teach you valuable lessons in resilience, confidence, problem solving, risk management, and stress management. These experiences can help you grow personally and professionally. So how can you use any pressures you are feeling in your own life for personal growth? Using the concept of pressure as a privilege for personal growth involves reframing how you perceive and respond to challenging situations in your own life. Here are some practical steps to leverage pressure as a privilege for your benefit in your own life. Number one, change your mindset. Reframe the pressure. Instead of seeing pressure as a threat, view it as an opportunity to showcase your skills and abilities. Recognize that being trusted with significant tasks is a sign of your own competence. Embrace challenges. Understand that challenges come with growth. The more you push your boundaries, the more you develop. Number two, set clear goals. Define success. Clearly outline what success looks and feels like to you in high-pressure situations in your own life. This helps you stay focused and motivated. Break down your tasks. Break larger goals into smaller, manageable tasks. This makes the pressure feel less overwhelming and helps you maintain progress. Number three, develop coping strategies. Practice stress management. Techniques such as mindfulness, meditation, and deep breathing exercises can help you manage stress and keep you calm under pressure. Stay organized. This is an important one. Use tools like to-do lists, planners, and calendars to stay on top of your responsibilities. Being organized reduces the feeling of being overwhelmed. Number four, build resilience. Learn from your failures. View setbacks as learning opportunities. Analyze what went wrong and how you can improve next time. Stay persistent. Develop a persistent, never-give-up attitude. Resilience builds over time as you face and overcome challenges and pressures. Number five, seek support. Find mentors and peers. Surround yourself with supportive people instead of negative people. Supportive people who can offer you advice, encouragement, and feedback. Communicate. Don't be afraid to share your struggles with trusted friends or colleagues. Sometimes just talking about your pressures and adversities can alleviate some of the stress. Number 6, reflect and adapt. Self-reflection. Ask yourself these questions. What did you learn? How did you grow? What would you do differently next time? Adapt and improve. Use your reflections to adapt your own risk management strategies and improve your approach to handling pressure in the future. And then celebrate your successes. Acknowledge achievements. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and reward yourself in an appropriate way. Recognizing and acknowledging your achievements under pressure will help you boost your confidence and motivation. By adopting these strategies, you can transform pressure from a source of stress into a powerful catalyst for your own personal growth and development and create a positive impact in your own life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything, using pressure as a privilege in my own life. I'd like to remind everyone, this podcast is now available on Pandora, on the channel Out There on the Edge of Everything. You can listen to this podcast on Pandora via the Pandora app or the Pandora website at pandora.com. If you are interested in any of the specific topics I have discussed in this podcast, I always include links to my previous podcasts and blog posts in my blog posts on slesovich.com. So if you're interested in learning more about one of these specific topics I've discussed during this podcast, please check out my blog post on slesovich.com and follow the links.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.